Applied Linguistics and Language Acquisition and Development, Theory and Practice. First language and second language acquisition and development share many commonalities, but there are also important differences. Different theories about first language acquisition can be summarized briefly as follows. Behaviorist theories place primary weight on children imitating what they have heard. While it is true that some of children's speech learning is clearly imitative, overall, the behaviorist approach provides the least adequate explanation for how first language is acquired. The innatist view presumes the existence of innate biological mechanisms to account for language acquisition. The most successful theory of language acquisition takes account of these two views but places primary emphasis on the role of interaction with caregivers, hence it is called the interactionist perspective. In the 1960s, behaviorism produced the audiolingual method with dialogues presented on tapes for students to memorize and repeat. Errors were to be corrected immediately, even if the meaning of a sentence could be understood. Drill and practice was the preferred approach. Research following up on students taught in language laboratories using these methods has confirmed that it is not successful in producing second language competence among its participants. While not a totally correct understanding of how first language is acquired, innatist theories led to emphasis on the use of the second language for relevant communicative purposes, thus following the pattern of language acquisition known to obtain with the first language. Although this theory has flaws, the practice that flowed from it had a positive influence on the classroom practice, moving it away from the drill and practice pattern which had been dominant. The five hypotheses proposed by the leading innatist theoretician and educator include the following. The acquisition learning hypotheses, the monitor hypotheses, the natural order hypotheses, the input hypotheses, and the effective filter hypotheses. The acquisition learning hypotheses. Acquiring a language is about relevant communication and takes place prior to learning its grammar and organization. The monitor hypotheses. Based on the separation of acquisition and learning, proposes that the process of formal learning produces a monitor, which in a sense watches or monitors the speaker or writer to make sure that correct grammar and usage are produced. Krishen also hypothesized that there was a natural order to the acquisition of the grammatical features and morphemes of a language, and while clearly there are some variations, studies do support this hypothesis. See examples below. The input hypothesis argues that both first and second languages are acquired as a result of input that is comprehensible to the learner due to various communicative cues. The input must be one step beyond the level of competency of the learner. The speech that emerges is typically not grammatically correct, but is comprehensible. The effective filter refers to the variables most favorable to both first and second language acquisition, low-anxiety learning environment, student motivation to learn the language, self-confidence, and self-esteem. Looking back to Module 2, Teaching Across the Cultures, it is clear that, according to this theoretical perspective, many of the understandings and practices discussed in that section contribute to development of an effective filter that will promote second language acquisition. There is no question that much of value to teachers comes out of the innatist theoretical framework. However, further research suggests it is incorrect to suppose that language acquisition will develop naturally through comprehensible input. In fact, the acquisition learning distinction, however helpful in eliminating drill and practice pedagogy, ignores the importance of oral and written output in the process of learning to communicate appropriately in a second language. Interactionist theory focuses on the conversational opportunities and behaviors of native and non-native speakers. Based on anthropological studies of language learning in a variety of settings, interactionists emphasize the ways native speakers adapt to the language learner in order to be understood. This mutual adaptation is referred to as negotiation of meaning. In safe environments, this also allows the language learner to exercise some control over the process and contributes to self-esteem and reduction of anxiety. Communication is enhanced by gestures, facial expressions, pictures, rewording of sentences. The ideal classroom setting for interactionist-based second language learning brings native English speakers together with English language learners for social interaction aimed at communication. Errors in second language production are corrected naturally through conversational negotiations between native speakers and ELLs. It is easy to see how this also encourages the various types of cooperative learning and peer tutoring strategies, which will be discussed in subsequent modules. Summary of similarities and differences between first language acquisition and second language acquisition processes. In both processes, there are systematic stages of development. First language acquisition displays a number of general characteristics which are common to all mainstream children who have reasonable exposure to the language. Second language acquisition, not inevitable, nor is it rapid, and rarely fully successful. The consensus of research is that it takes a non-native speaker between 6 months and 2 years to develop basic interpersonal skills, but it requires at least 5 years for the same learner to develop cognitive academic language proficiency. In most systems, 2 years is the time period required prior to early exit from a sheltered bilingual class setting, and 5 years for late exit.